Welcome back. In this lesson, we're designing crashes the way a lot of 90s jungle and drum and bass records actually got their symbols, not from pristine cymbal samples, but from resampled noise, break artifacts, time stretch grit, and committed processing. The goal today is simple: make a crash that cuts through a rolling mix, has crunchy top-end character, and still feels punchy when you retrigger it at drops and transitions. And we're going to do it with a classic workflow: build the sound, print it to audio, then abuse the printed audio like it came out of a sampler. Set your tempo to something in the pocket for DNB, like 174 BPM. Now create three tracks so you stay organized. First track, crash source. This is where we design the crash. Second track, crash print. This is an audio track that records the resample. Third track, crash post. This is where we process the printed audio. On crash print, set audio from to crash source and choose post FX. That post FX part matters because we want to print the full processed sound, not just the raw source. Arm crash print. If you're not hearing anything while monitoring, set monitor to in. Quick coaching note before we start. In the habit of printing at least two intensity levels every time. Think A and B. A is your drop crash, brighter and longer. B is your utility crash, same character, but maybe 3 to 6 dB quieter, and maybe 30 to 50% shorter. This stops you from using one hero crash everywhere, which usually makes arrangements feel stamped and repetitive. Alright, let's build the first crash, the rave wash crash. This is bright, noisy, wide, and slightly unstable. Perfect for bar one of a drop. On crash source, load operator, we're going to use noise as the foundation, because noise plus filtering and resonance is basically the DNA of a lot of classic crash textures. In operator, set oscillator to noise white. Now shape the amplitude envelope like a crash. Attack should be super fast, around half a millisecond to 3 milliseconds. Basically instant, but not clicky. Decay, set it long, somewhere between about 1.8 and 3.5 seconds. Sustain all the way down. Release somewhere around 0.6 to 1.2 seconds. Create a 1-bar MIDI clip with one note, C3 is fine. You should hear a long noise burst. Now we make it feel like a hit instead of a steady air blast. First device, auto filter. Set it to high pass, 12 dB slope. Set the frequency somewhere around 250 to 450 Hz. Add resonance, around 0.7 to 1.2. Now here's the move that makes the crash speak. Add envelope amount, plus 10 to plus 25, and set the filter envelope decay around 200 to 600 milliseconds. What you're listening for is that initial burst of bright energy, then the filter relaxes into a wash. That gives you a transient-like front, without needing a real cymbal sample. Next device, saturator. Drive it somewhere around 3 to 8 dB. Turn soft clip on, and keep your output under control. Teacher note, gain staging is everything before you start degrading. If you're about to use bit reduction later, you don't want to print a crash that's already slamming. Aim for printed peaks around minus 10 to minus 6 dBFS. You can always make it louder later, but you can't unfizz a destroyed top end. Now for a huge 90s trick, add corpus. Set corpus to plate or beam. Set decay around 1 to 2.5 seconds. Now sweep the tune, anywhere from about 600 Hz up to 2.5 kHz, until you find a ring that feels like metal. Don't overdo it. Keep dry slash wet around 10 to 25%. This is not supposed to turn into a bell. It's supposed to add that metallic reed so the noise becomes cymbal-like. Next, EQ8. If you hear a whistle or an ice pick tone, do a narrow dip somewhere between 3.5 and 7 kHz. You'll know it when you hit it. The crash suddenly stops hurting. If it's dull, add a gentle high shelf, 1 to 3 dB around 10 kHz. Now add reverb or hybrid reverb. Set pre-delay around 10 to 25 milliseconds so the hit stays forward. Decay around 1.8 to 3.2 seconds. High cut around 8 to 10 kHz so it stays more rave and less glossy modern. Dry slash wet around 15 to 30%. And here's another coaching rule. Don't drown it in reverb before you resample. Print a version with less reverb too. Once you bake in huge space, you can't take it out, and it can wreck your drop clarity. Cool. Now we print it. Record one or two bars into crash print. Grab the best hit, consolidate it so it's one clean audio file, and name it something like Crash Rave Wash Print 01. Now drag that printed clip onto crash post. This is where the 90s flavor really happens, warping and committing artifacts. Turn warp on. Set warp mode to texture. Set grain size around 70 to 140. Flux around 10 to 25. Now try pitching it down. Transpose minus 2 to minus 7 semitones. Pitching down after printing is one of the easiest ways to get away from EDM symbol and into ominous rave hardware territory. Now process the printed audio. First, drum bus. Drive around 5 to 15. Crunch around 10 to 30. Keep boom off for crashes most of the time. We don't need sub information living in our symbol. Then redux for classic grit. Bitch reduction to maybe 10 to 14 bits. Downsample around 1.5 to 4. Dry slash wet 10 to 25%. This is seasoning, not total destruction. Then auto filter again. High pass 12 dB at around 250 to 600 Hz, with a touch of resonance and utility at the end. Widen gently, maybe 120 to 160%. Now do a mono check. This is important. Temporarily set utility width to zero and listen. If the crash collapses, that's not automatically bad. The key is, does the first 150 to 300 milliseconds still feel meaningful in mono? If the front survives, you're good. If the front disappears, reduce widening, reduce stereo reverb, or make sure the transient layer is more mono-friendly. And while we're here, use clip fades like micro-envelope editing. Add tiny fade-in, like 2 to 10 milliseconds, if there's a click. Add a fade-out, like 30 to 150 milliseconds, if the tail smears into the next hit. This is often faster and cleaner than trying to solve everything with compression. Arrangement tip. Place this crash exactly on bar 1 of your drop. Then try a second, quieter crash a half bar later to get that continuing wash feeling that old records had. Alright, second variation. The break stab crash. This is pure jungle energy, using break artifacts as the crash. On a new audio track or reuse crash source, load a breakbeat. Amen, think, anything with good air. Find a moment with open hat and snare air. Now slice it to a new MIDI track. Use transients, or 1/16 if you want more grid control. In the drum rack, audition slices until you find one that has that bright noisy top. You're basically hunting for air plus attitude. On that pad, add EQ8. High pass somewhere between 300 and 700 Hz. If it needs sparkle, gently boost around 8 to 10k Hz. Add saturator, drive 4 to 7 dB, soft clip on. Add reverb, decay 2 to 4 seconds, high cut 8 to 10 kHz, dry slash wet 20 to 35%. Optional, but fun. Beat repeat for a hint of rave chaos. Set interval to 1 bar, grid to 1/16, chance around 15 to 30%, and use its filter to keep it bright. Print a few takes and choose the best moment. It's okay if it's a little unpredictable, that's the vibe. Trigger that slice as a one-shot crash in MIDI, then resample it to crash print again. Now on crash post, try warp mode beats on this one. Preserve 1/16. Transients up at 100. This often gives you that crunchy chatter, like the time stretch is emphasizing the break texture instead of smoothing it. Arrangement trick, put this crash at the end of 16 bars right before a switch, then reverse it as a pull-in. Duplicate the clip, reverse it, fade it in, and let it suck the listener into the next section. That's very DJ mixed, not EDM stamped. Third variation, the dark impact crash. This is for modern rolling DNB, where you want impact, but you do not want a fog of cymbal tail masking your snare and your reese. Duplicate your printed rave wash crash and tighten it. Chart with EQ8. High pass harder than you think, 500 to 900 Hz. If it's pokey, dip 2 to 4 kHz a bit. Add glue compressor just to control peaks. Attack around 3 milliseconds. Release on auto. Ratio 2:1. Only 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. This is not a smash. This is a seatbelt. Now the secret weapon. Gate. Set threshold so the tail cuts after about 0.6 to 1.2 seconds. Return around 6 to 12 dB. Release around 120 to 250 milliseconds, so it doesn't sound like it's being chopped with scissors. Then a subtle saturator after the gate. Drive 2 to 5 dB, just to keep it forward. If you want dark shine without clutter, do it in parallel. Make a return called crash AIR. On it, EQ8 with a high pass at 7 to 9 kHz. Add a small to medium reverb, decay 1.2 to 2 seconds. Utility width 160 to 200%. Now send just a little of your crash to it, like 5 to 15%. You get wide air without turning the whole crash into stereo mush. Now a few common mistakes to avoid. If you leave too much low mid, like 200 to 800 Hz, your crash will mask snares, vocals, and reese harmonics. High pass more than you think. If you overwiden, the crash can disappear in mono or smear the drop. If you put too much reverb before printing, you can't unbake it. Print a drier version too. If you get harsh spikes around 4 to 7 kHz, use a narrow EQ dip. Noise plus distortion loves to create pain there. And if your crash has no transient, it'll feel like air rather than a hit. Use that filter envelope first, or layer a tiny tick. Let's do that tick layer quickly, because it's such a pro move. Make a super short click, like 5 to 20 milliseconds. Operator sine wave with a fast decay is enough. Feed it into corpus with a slightly higher dry slash wet than usual but shorter decay. Resample that little metallic ping, then layer it under your noise wash at very low level. On small speakers, that ping can be the difference between I feel a crash happened and I guess there was some noise. Now, a big 90s mindset tip. Pick one signature defect. Maybe it's grainy texture warp. Maybe it's crunchy downsampling. Maybe it's a resonant corpus ring. Maybe it's a gated tail. Choose one obvious artifact as the identity and keep everything else supportive. If you stack five obvious artifacts, it stops sounding like character and starts sounding like a plugin demo. If you want to push the resampling workflow even harder, do multiple generations. First pass, design and print. Second pass, warp, pitch, bit crush, and print again. Third pass, final EQ and level. Printing the print is where the hardware session vibe starts to happen. Here's a quick 15-minute practice to lock it in. Make one crash using operator noise plus corpus. Print it, then make three variations from the same print. Variation A, transpose -5, texture warp, redux around 15%. Variation B, reverse it, add reverb tail, then re-reverse so you get that classic swell into the hit. Variation C, gate it short, under 1 second, and darken it with EQ. Then place them across a simple 32-bar sketch. Main drop crash at bar 1, a reverse pull for the switch, and the short impact for a tighter section. Before you wrap, export your best ones and save them like a mini pack. Keep their levels consistent. Try to get them all peaking within about 1 dB of each other, so they feel like they belong together. Name them with tempo and vibe, like 174 Rave Crash 03 Dark Switch. Recap, you built crashes the 90s way, design, print, warp and pitch, degrade, then tighten. You leaned on stock devices, operator, auto filter, corpus, saturator, reverb, drum bus, redux, EQ8, gate, clue compressor, utility. And now you've got three usable crash flavors, a wide rave wash, a break-derived stab, and a dark controlled impact that won't wreck your mix. If you tell me whether you're chasing classic moving shadow jungle or more neuro, techie rollers, I can suggest exact decay targets, corpus tuning ranges, and a couple crash placement templates that match those arrangement styles.